You've heard of meditation, you've heard of mindfulness, you've heard of hypnosis, self-hypnosis, some kind of daily practice. I'm going to tell you about what I do, what I call it, and just what that all means. So if you're ready to listen, learn about what I call sitting, follow along and let's have some fun. So my name is John here at Curate and Upgrade. Thank you for checking out this channel. And today I'm talking about this thing that a lot of people use, and it's in the kind of public space, that the public consciousness or the greater consciousness, I suppose. You probably have heard of meditation. You've heard of mindfulness. You've heard of hypnosis probably, and self-hypnosis as a practice. Maybe is a little bit less common, but as a trained hypnotist myself and as a pharmacist, knowing that there's all these different things and kind of learning about all the different ways of doing them and approaches, I've kind of looked at all of them, and there's one of the interesting things, I suppose, is when you look at learning to do something, there's a couple of ways of doing it. And you could look at a book, right? And you say, I'm going to follow this method. I'm not an expert in meditation or mindfulness necessarily, any specific types, but I'm an expert in what I do. So there's meditation where you could be doing something like, okay, I am going to do, say, transcendental meditation. And that's what I do. But it's interesting. Sometimes you talk with people who do a certain type of practice, and you find that, oh, they say, I do this thing, but I made these modifications so that it works better for me. And that's kind of in the space where I am. And when I'm thinking about calling these things, like this daily practice, meditation or mindfulness, or self-hypnosis, when you go and say, okay, you need to do a daily practice, let's say you're telling somebody, I'm saying to you, a daily practice of this kind of self-discovery, taking the time for yourself to reflect on kind of your inner space, is so important. And you were to say, hey, how do I do that? I could say, oh, go and meditate. But what does that mean? It could mean like you might have an idea of sitting quietly with your legs crossed, eyes closed, and you have to be completely still and empty of thought, and you can't move. Possibly, you're focusing on breathing and all sorts of these other things. And sometimes when I speak with other people about these types of practices, the thing that I hear often is, oh yeah, I do that, or I try to make a practice of it, but then I get away from it and it's like something that I have to get back to. And I think part of that is when it doesn't feel natural and it doesn't feel like it's something that you can do easily, like it's not part of your routine, that might be one thing. But maybe the structure or the thing that you're trying to do doesn't fit necessarily with exactly you. Because although there's something called meditation or mindfulness, you may know that there's all sorts of different types of it, different schools, different approaches. And there's lots of different people that use different approaches. So the question really is, what's the approach for you? And I was kind of struggling with that question myself, because reading about different meditations, reading about learning about like chakras and energy centers and these types of things, there's specific meditations for all of these different things. And then when you get into the chakras and talking about yoga and all of that stuff, like these are all fairly new things to me that I'm exploring for myself. And it's a question of how do you make that practice your own so that it's something that you can practice on a daily basis. And by no means am I saying, oh, I've come up with this new method and this is the way that you should do it. What I'm offering you is just an open-minded kind of suggestion or perspective of something that will make it very easy. Personal experience, when I wanted to install or start a practice of meditation, or start a practice of mindfulness or self-hypnosis. And in my world, I consider this umbrella of hypnosis to include a lot of these things such as mindfulness and meditation for different purposes. That's my perspective. It's not my, I'm not saying that that's the way that it is. That's how I am seeing things at this present moment. And the fun thing is that this always changes. So whenever I go ahead and I think about saying, oh, I'm going to go and meditate, it doesn't feel like the thing that I'm going to do, because in my practice, it's not exactly a specific type of, say, meditation. And saying, oh, I'm going to go do some self-hypnosis. What does that even mean, right? And I think in my conception of things, meditation is, as I explained or kind of shared with you earlier, it seems like sitting there, clearing your mind. There's all sorts of different types of meditation, and they're all really great to learn. I encourage you to look into that. I can suggest, say, even a resource such as Insight Timer, which you can find on the App Store or online or on Google Play Store. And on Insight Timer, there's lots of amazing teachers that teach all different types of meditations that will guide you through their process. So body scan meditations, focusing on your breathing, awareness meditations, all of these sorts of things. Even there's a great series on Netflix that was put together, I think, by Headspace about kind of what is meditation or guide to meditation. And considering this is YouTube and this is my first attempt, I'm going to put it somewhere in the comments or the description of this video so that you can go ahead and refer to that if you'd like, because having that information is key to opening up your experience and broadening that perspective. So when you look at these different things, these different types of things, when I'm looking to do that in my daily practice, it didn't really gel to just kind of stick with one thing. And the self-hypnosis part, there's, if you guys aren't aware of what hypnosis is, I have a video on that I will link to. And interestingly enough, my perspective on hypnosis has changed to kind of broaden since I made that video. So I'll probably do an update at some point. But for hypnosis and self-hypnosis, you may have seen it as like a form of entertainment or something that when you hear it, you're like kind of very adversarial, like, no, that is not something that will work on me. Well, whatever it is, just like meditation, mindfulness, and hypnosis, these are all words that describe something that you can do. It's a part of our common experience. And whether you call it one thing or another, it doesn't really matter. So what I do, and I alluded to it earlier in the intro, is that now I call it sitting. I'm going to go and sit for a while. And what I really like about that is that it's very low pressure. It's not that I have to go and try to meditate and then fail at it and say, oh man, like I tried to meditate and it's just not working. Like I can't clear my mind. I can't do, you know, I can't focus on my breathing today. So my session is a fail. Also, if I want to think about self-hypnosis within the context of hypnosis, you're looking at accessing something that in the hypnosis world we call trance, which is almost like an opening up of your mind to release kind of that critical barrier, which we call the critical faculty, to let in some of the positive things. It's almost like removing your critical voice that kind of holds you back so that you can kind of step forward and access parts of you that are already inside you that can be very helpful and help you be resourceful in whatever you're doing. So, and in that context, sometimes if I go and say, oh, I want to go and do self-hypnosis, that's my daily practice, but then I'm sitting there and maybe I don't access the depth of trance that I was hoping to access, and maybe it just feels like another fail. Well, the great thing about failure is there's no such thing as failure. It's only feedback. So from having all these series of daily practices that didn't necessarily go my way, I've come to just something, and it's almost just reframing what that daily practice is. So now I've begun to call it sitting. I'm going to go and sit for a while, right? And when you go and sit, it's something that's very easy to do. It's something that's well defined. I'm in fact sitting right now, although this is not specifically that practice that I'm talking about. So when I go and sit, then there's no pressure. When you sit, I know what it means to me is it's time for myself. It's time for me to take for myself to explore that inner space. And through meditation, whether it's a meditative practice at that time, or say mindfulness, just sitting and being, or just using some other format like self-hypnosis. It's easy because all you have to do is just go and sit. I have begun to use the Insight Timer app on my Apple Watch, which is pretty awesome. Very convenient. You just kind of go into it and you start the timer, and I can set it and adjust the time so that I just have a timer. And sometimes, no pressure. Again, I can go for less time. If I have to get up and do something else, I'll just go and do that. If I wanted to go on for longer, I can go and do that as well. But this kind of gives me like a nice little reminder. I actually put it on the watch face, and I can include a picture of it somewhere as I'm editing this video to show you how I set up my watch home screen so that you can maybe consider doing that yourself. So if you think about a daily practice as just going and sitting for a while, right? If you were to take, and maybe I'll ask it like this. How often do you take even 5 minutes to sit quietly for yourself? And I mean just for yourself, not sitting on your phone, surfing TikTok, or looking at social media, Facebook, Instagram, but just no devices, no nothing, just sitting, right? How often do you do that? Could you do that? When's the next time you could do that? Now think about that. So if you are looking for a way to say de-stress, feel like you need to cope, feel like you need to go and do something for yourself, consider just taking 5 minutes or 10 minutes to just sit. Take some time, put your phone away, and sit. You can sit looking at whatever you'd like, eyes closed, eyes open, whatever you like. And if you take that time for yourself, you may begin to find that you can use that time to practice one of the methods that you might have read about in the past. So say it's meditation, you could do that, or mindfulness. You can use an app to guide you along, and whatever it is. Play some music, listen to it. Really listen to the music rather than just having it in the background as noise. So I'm going to offer that to you up. And maybe what I'll do is I'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts on this kind of idea of starting a daily practice. I do think that it's really important. And if anything else, if anything, it's just to take some time for yourself. So please take care of yourself and take some time for yourself. I think that that's very important because if you don't take time for yourself, who will? So that's where I'm going to end this right now. I've been fairly consistent with this practice to just be able to sit. And the wonderful thing is that I never fail at it because when I sit, and I sit for a certain amount of time, then that's it. I've completed what I set out to complete. And really, it's been a wonderful time to just stop, pause, and reset. Now, there's all sorts of different practices and different ways that people approach this. And I'm not here to put any value judgments on whether, you know, like how much time you need to do this for, or how, you know, short time is enough, long time is too long, long time is what you have to do. I know some, I've heard, and I really admire and respect those people that set out to do those meditations for half an hour or 1 hour every day. That's awesome to really take that time for yourself. Even to do a silent retreat where it's a, like a weekend or weeks or months, like that's impressive stuff. Not where I'm at right now, although I do know that I want to have a daily practice that's more than what I was doing before. So this is the way that I am interacting with that. So if you found that this was helpful, like the video, put a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And you can follow me on Facebook, find me here, like the channel, subscribe, all of these things. I'm on Instagram as well. And I'm still working. If you follow me on any of those spaces, you'll know that I'm still working on some interesting sign-off to say goodbye. So maybe I'll just trail off and not say goodbye.